As tempting as it may have been to get caught up in the red tide of pride last week in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court's decision emasculating the 1996 Defense of Marriage Act, I had to stop short of embracing the term equality. For one, DOMA's apparent death does little for gays in states like Florida, where voters wrote discrimination into the state's constitution with a marriage ban in 2008. Where we land on federal benefits is still a matter of interpretation and likely litigation. But my equality concerns aren't exclusively with the LGBT community. In the same week that the Supreme Court knocked down DOMA, it also decided to gut the Voting Rights Act, symbolically declaring that the measure, which required pre-clearance review for election policy changes in counties and states that traditionally discriminated at the ballot box, was outdated, that we are, in a sense, beyond that kind of racism that inspired the act. Well, if that's the case, then why are Texas and North Carolina scrambling to pass voter suppression bills just days after the ruling? Just coincidence? Meanwhile, the war on women hit a new low last week in Texas when state Republicans out and out lied to try to block a filibuster by heroic pro-choice Senator Wendy Davis. And even when they lost, Governor Rick Perry shamed Davis personally and then called another session to pass his omnibus anti-abortion measure come hell or high water. We may be experiencing progress by fighting tooth and nail, but we as a society are nowhere near equality.